Muscats.
Hey, speak of the devil. Speak of the devil.
There oh, there he is.
Oh, God. It's like he knew. Yeah. He sensed.
Yeah. I haven't seen him for a month, and all of a sudden we start this, and there he is. At the
I know. You know, if some people can like smell fear, that's Saggio, except he can smell our podcast.
He was like, I know they're talking about me.
Matt Saggio, our one of our sales guys, wrote us our theme song. You probably heard it if you made it this far into the podcast. If not, here it is again. That's pretty catchy.
I love it.
It's simple. It's to the point.
Let's give Matt a round of applause.
Ah, good job, Matt Saggio. Like I was saying earlier, it's so like early 2000s sitcom. I love it. Like that would be on Scrubs or something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love it.
Well, ask and you shall receive from Matt Saggio. So, good stuff.
Hey, Matt, while you're at it, we also need somebody to, and then we just name everything that we do for work.
I need stuff hung on my wall in my office, if you want to do that, Matt.
I need my car washed. So Saggio, if you could, you know, keep it up, that'd be great.
Do the Saggio stop next time you come through.
Saggio stop.
That'd be wonderful. Welcome to
world-renowned.
Another wonderful episode of Buzz Cuts.
Hey, have you noticed our mystery clock in the studio?
Yes.
Since last time we did this?
Yeah.
That showed up, and nobody knows where it came from.
We have this light-up rainbow. It's counting up, right? Yeah, it's counting up. Well,
yeah,
that's the time.
It's got the time on it.
Is that the correct time?
It's like 2 seconds off.
Okay. Well,
do you know how a clock works?
Well, wasn't it counting down at one time?
No, because it's going like 9, 10.
All right, never mind.
And that's counting up.
No, that's counting up. Okay.
What time is it, Haley?
19, 20, 21. We are counting up, not counting down.
In your defense, it can change to like, you know, counting down. It can be a stop.
It can be. I change it in the morning sometimes just for fun.
So you're messing with us.
I'm messing with it.
So it's your fault.
Oh, you do?
I do. I know where it came from. Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to wager some
guesses? At first, I thought that maybe the engineering crew put it in here.
Right.
All right. Yeah, and Holly, our engineer, said no.
Nope. She said no.
And then I thought, okay, well, for sure it was Crappy McCabe down the street, you know.
My God.
And it wasn't him.
Nope. What him?
So I don't know. It wasn't you two. It wasn't me.
How was the censored nickname better than the original?
I don't know. Why have we been called him Crappy McCabe the whole time?
We love you, Chase. We love you.
Absolutely. McCrappy.
My God. You guys are awful.
I didn't nickname him that. That's his own fault he's called that.
That's a story for another time.
He should be here if that story ever.
Yeah, he can tell his own story of how he inherited that nickname.
He was the first one to ever tell me that. I called here one. This was when he first started. Remember, yes. You were doing 7 to midnight.
Yes.
And I called and I said, hey, who's over on 102.5 right now? And you said, Essie McCabe. And I go, I don't know who
Essie.
That is. Well, he said the real word. And I don't know who that is. That
are you not cussing
person?
Because you're afraid it's going to go over the air still?
Yes.
Still won't do it.
Yeah, I won't do it. But anyway, who brought the damn clock?
Okay. Do you want to guess? Do you want to throw a guess out there?
I can't. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. It was Roman.
Roman.
Ah.
All right.
Our very own Roman, who hosts Bigfoot and Chill, a.k.a. It's Getting Weird Out There. He brought that clock in here.
Why is everything that he owns is rainbow? You know, he brings that light in, and it's also rainbow colors.
Good question. That's a great. Are you judging Roman for his rainbow?
Not at all.
You know, I've always.
I mean,
said,
it is June. Fitting the theme here.
I've always said that Roman looks like Cartman's World of Warcraft carrier or character in Simpsons, or not the Simpsons, the South Park.
South Park, man.
Jeez,
he does. Did you ever tell him that?
Well, he knows now.
Well, yeah.
If he wants to listen.
All right. There's a surprise in every one of these episodes.
Is this the zebra episode, by the way?
Doesn't that zebra have a name? Ed?
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 Yeah.
Is it really Ed? I thought someone was kidding when they said that.
Excuse me. No, I think it is Ed.
Yeah.
Aww.
Matter of fact, I have a picture here. Free Beer and Hot Wings were talking about that earlier this week, and they were.
Let you know it's funny.
And they wanted me, for some reason, to dress up like a pimp in a zebra print pimp costume.
I'll never forget.
Do you remember this?
I'll never forget that text that you sent me. Hey, that zebra that ChatGPT photo of the zebra in the Buzz studio. Can you Photoshop me and put me in tiger stripes and make me a pimp? And I'm like, excuse me?
She's like,
it was like, well, and no, like, hey, good morning, how are you? I have a question. Like, hey, can you make me a pimp next to this zebra? I'm like, what the hell are you talking?
It's something for Gina.
I'm like the buzz cut intro. I'm right to the point, you know. Well, anyway, yeah,
is that your anniversary gift for Gina this week?
What's that?
Getting dressed up like a tiger pimp, is that your
that's my anniversary,
anniversary
gift? Yeah, yeah. Our 10 year anniversary is Friday.
Found the zebra, you called it, baby.
Well, I found the zebra. Have you seen the picture?
Which one? Holy cow, dude. Did you make that?
What is that?
It's Dagwood.
Oh my god,
on the back of a zebra.
No, I didn't make
wearing
that
zebra print.
I would love to take credit for that, but
who made that?
Is that your
I
first?
I found the zebra yesterday. That's a real picture.
Oh, I was going to say, is that your first swing at ChatGPT? Because I'm so proud of you.
No, actually, that was made by a guy who used to work here years ago named Chuck Duty, and he put it on my Facebook page. So you can put it on the Buzz page, too.
Okay.
Your Hot Wings were laughing at it this morning.
Oh, my God.
So. I love your clothes, man.
But yeah.
Your pimp jacket.
The zebra's everywhere. Here he is playing football for MTSU.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah. So, I love stories like this where only people in Middle Tennessee get this.
Yeah, totally.
You send it anywhere else and nobody cares.
There's a couple. Go ahead.
Look, Saju.
There
he's
is
just
Matt.
Kinda
he is.
Hanging
hey,
out.
Matt, should we bring him in?
Matt!
Matt!
Hey, Saju!
Come here.
Oh, you guys are doing your buzz cut.
Get yeah, in. Yeah, come on in.
Come say hi to the mic.
We're on
say
right
hi.
Now.
What up, folks?
Hold on.
Hang on, do it
can
again.
Can you sing this live for us?
No.
Oh, we'll do it.
Come on. It was a Saturday after a
buzz cut.
Well, you did good.
This is great.
5 out of 5.
What? Talking to a cigar place.
Yeah, why not?
All right. The hell out of here.
We could use a sponsor.
All right, what were we talking about?
The zebra.
The zebra.
Yeah.
And that's it. He hadn't been found.
No. There's a couple. You see the couple Karens in our comment section being like, that's animal abuse. This is not funny. He should be. Listen, we all hope he's found safely, okay? We all hope that. We're simply making light of a situation, Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda. If we could help the guy with a hole in his head, we can help. We can find the zebra.
Oh, God.
Yeah, last year we had that.
Those were two like iconic Middle Tennessee figures, the half head dude and now the zebra.
And we never figured out the half head guy, right?
No.
That's never been resolved. That was a real thing, right? Wasn't
I don't know ever know what happened. I just didn't even never thought about that till you brought it up again.
Yeah.
So
those two are probably camping out somewhere.
I was gonna say,
we're gonna hide from the world. We're everywhere.
Maybe the zebra took a chunk out of his head.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That's fantastic.
Hey, check out what I got.
What is that?
I got a Brewster's gift card half price deal.
Hey,
so just to let people know, when we talk about these are real.
Yeah,
we get them. Hey, Nashville's
get them best deal.
Yeah.
I got one from Streetcar, and I'm going to be at Streetcar like every weekend. That place is great.
Yeah,
half price.
Got some from the Soar Place.
The Soar Place.
Well,
that sounds fun.
S-O-A-R.
Oh, Soar. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get
the
sore.
The sore place. Ew.
Could you look at this? This hurts.
So yeah, I think I'll give this to my wife for like our anniversary gift.
Aw, she doesn't have to know it's half price.
Well, she probably will.
Yeah.
How much she loves me, our first buzz cut. I asked her, I said, hey, did you hear that new podcast that me and Chris and Haley are doing? And she goes, I don't listen to podcasts.
Wow.
And I said, well, I thought maybe this one would be different. And she goes, why? And I said, maybe because your husband's on it. I don't know. So that's what I'm dealing with.
I like how that's a hard boundary. She's like, I don't care who's on it. I don't listen to podcasts.
Yep. She hates podcasts. She doesn't care. So I can say anything I wanted to about her right now, and she would never know.
You could.
But
well,
I'm not going to.
That's a very gentlemanly thing.
Why not? Do it.
We can talk about.
We can talk about Gina.
Can we talk about Gina?
You can.
I don't have anything bad to say about Gina, though.
Of course not.
We should tell her a doctor story from earlier this week.
Oh, the best part is we all want to tell it, but we're not going to.
Can't.
Just touch on it. What does it involve?
The
When I said, never mind.
It involves her trip to the OBGYN. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Very good, Dad.
She had a couple of funny lines about it, and we thought it was hilarious, and I just don't think it's appropriate for buzz cuts.
So much.
Sorry. Every time someone says it. Yeah. All right. Do you want to tell it then? Haley?
I mean, I know she wouldn't care, but...
Well, let's leave Gina alone.
Let's leave Gina alone.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Crappy McCabe. anybody, what do we, do you want to talk about anything we're doing this week? We're at Gibson on Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Gibson Garage. You can win a guitar. That's it. That's all I got.
Speaking of guitar, did you see that somebody stole the Back to the Future guitar? I just saw it.
I did.
In that scene.
Yeah.
So Gibson is.
And Gibson's looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, where did they steal it from?
I don't know. I didn't read the article.
I don't know if it was stolen or if they just have lost it over the years. Nobody knows where. You know I'm one where Marty McFly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They got the crappy thing with the whatever you call it, the effect with his hand there.
Yeah.
I just saw it. I was going to post it to the website.
It was, they're looking for it, and they were going to put it in like a documentary or something that they were working on. So if anybody has the Marty McFly Gibson.
Please return it to the Buzz Studios, where we will safely give it back to its original owner.
Where we will return it.
Yeah, return it.
Yeah, sure.
Also, you can edit that out. Also, take our tickets. Thursday is Coheed and Cambria, and that show's on my birthday.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, man. So whoever's going to the show, buy me a shirt.
Is that how you're going to spend your 37th birthday?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. 37.
You're so young and youthful.
I am young and beautiful, aren't
I? Well,
I don't even remember my 37th birthday. I was working here. I know that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what I did.
What? So you're not going to go see Coheed?
No.
No?
No.
Didn't you host a Coheed session once?
I did. Downstairs in the Buzz Acoustic Den.
How'd you do?
I think it was okay. I remember one of the guys, I don't know if, because it's so long ago, you know who's been in the band and who's not. But one of them had a Jason Voorhees tattoo on his arm. So I asked him about Friday the 13th, and the other guys in the band went, oh no.
I was going to say, did you guys kiss? Because that's
maybe. We both wore hockey masks and kissed. But apparently that's his cue to just go off and talk about Friday the 13th for hours because the other guys were just disgusted that I asked him about it.
So that means he talks about it all the time. See, I wanted to ask that to Zach Myers when he was in here because everything is Michael Myers for him, and his stage gear and his road cases and stuff. He just has Michael Myers everything. And here it's March, and I'm like, oh, I want to talk to him about Halloween, but I didn't. I should have.
You should have.
Yeah, we should have.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
We have a guy in our neighborhood every Halloween who just walks around the neighborhood as Michael Myers.
And hell yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like when people walk by and you wave, he just. He'll walk around the neighborhood four or five times, and then he just disappears.
That's amazing.
Nobody, I don't know who it is.
No one knows who. One knows who it is.
No,
I bet it's Nut Shorts.
Every year, and Nut Shorts.
It's probably Nut Shorts.
They call him Nut Shorts Myers. Yeah. Nut Shorts with a knife.
Me and my wife have nicknames for just about everyone in the neighborhood. And
what do they call you?
I've told her that. I said, I wonder what people say about us.
They got to have a name for you.
They've got to have a name for us. But we have names for everyone. So, but this guy, it's kind of creepy. He just walks and then he's just gone. And Halloween, he'll show up.
I will say one thing. Apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but there are Halloween decorations already at home.
I'm sure.
And I think there's one other store, too. This is what happens when I go down the TikTok rabbit hole, is that there's Halloween decorations currently at home. It's May, right?
Yeah. No, it's June.
Yeah.
Oh, it's June. I can't tell time, and I don't know what day of the month and what month of the year it is.
She doesn't know how clocks work. She doesn't know how calendars work. She's never seen a movie in her life.
Yeah, that's true. Titanic. She's seen Titanic.
She's seen Titanic.
Several times. Yes.
Couple times.
I didn't see that for the first time until like a year ago, because I got on this Leonardo DiCaprio kick. You remember that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Because Django Unchained, and then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And then I started watching all these Leo movies, and I finally watched Titanic, and I was like, I don't see what the big deal is.
Because you're a grown dude.
I guess.
So you're not, I can't see you crying at the end of it.
But it's also 30 years late to the party, right? Like when it came out, it was like a big cultural thing. It was like.
All I remember was at the end, Billy Zane, this is a spoiler alert for anyone who hadn't seen it in 30 years. When the old lady, she was like, he killed himself in the stock crap, the market. And I was like, well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah. And she just rolls her eyes at the end of it. Like,
I don't know where he killed himself. Wow.
But also, spoiler, the damn ship sinks.
Yes, ooh, that man. It does.
Damn. Anybody make it?
Yes.
Yeah. Kathy Bates made it.
Kathy Bates made it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. That bitch is indestructible.
Though. Yeah.
There was room on the door. There was room on the door.
Yeah, I thought that too. She could have at least pulled him up there.
See, I don't think there was room. So, okay,
coming from a female perspective, yeah. She's
hang on a minute.
She's like, no, there's no room.
There's no room up here.
I'm not.
Freeze your balls off. I'm good.
I'm not proud to admit this, but I did watch this special on History Channel where poor James Cameron, at celebrating like the 100th anniversary of Titanic, he had to explain in a full hour-long episode why there was no room on that door.
Wow. Well, that's a good
and I'm like, point. This poor guy has waited how long to get his input in? But yeah.
There were people that were nitpicking him about the star alignment and the scenes where the ship was going down. And he was like, no, there was like,
These Brendas, man, they wear me out.
I did love the part where the dude fell and like hit his legs on the propeller.
Yeah, he's like that was awesome, spins man. Off of it. Yeah.
Hell yeah, I rewound that.
That's pretty cool. That was pretty cool. All right. Well, I got work to go do.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I got to go meet with Cliff.
You got to do what?
I got to go meet with Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got to do, Dagwood?
I am actually going to donate blood at the Red Cross.
Hey.
So
no Turd Hill today?
No Turd Hill. It's another name in the neighborhood. And we did that earlier this week. So now I'm going to go donate blood and then go home, take a nap.
Let's set up a teaser for next week's buzz cut. Buzz cut? What is it?
It's but what?
Why don't you play it back?
Yeah, why don't we, what is it? Oh, yep, there it is. All right, we'll set up a teaser. Next week, Dagwood will tell us every nickname of it that he has for his neighbors.
I will.
Long balls. Talk about long balls.
The ones that we can repeat.
Turd Hill.
Yeah.
Turd Hill is a place, not a person, by the way.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like I said, maybe we should bring our neighbors in and have them tell what my
yeah.
name is.
Can you imagine?
Can you get a phone number for one of them and we'll call them?
Oh my God.
I have a couple of phone numbers.
And we'll call them and just say, hey, what's your nickname for
I would love to know.
For Harold and Gina
I would
over here.
Harold and Gina. I would love to know. All right, I'll work on that.
All right, adios.
Bye.